Reports are just coming in that a Swissair plane has crashed.
229 people are feared dead after a Swissair jet crashed in the Atlantic Ocean.
A Swissair jet has crashed into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of eastern Canada, killing all 229 people on board. It's the worst aviation disaster in Swiss history.
It was the early hours of the morning when news of a tragedy began to trickle into Swissair's Zurich headquarters. Beatrice Chance, head of corporate communications of parent company SR Group, recalls her reaction.
I was sleeping and at 5:30 I woke up and I heard ringing everywhere in my apartment, the fax and the phones. And I just picked up the phone and my colleague, Nonny Hülimann from Investor Relations, said, Beatrice, you have to come immediately. It's an MD-11 who crashed. And my very first reaction, I never forget, I said, it can't be true.
Meanwhile, in the emergency room at Zurich Kloten Airport, other members of the emergency committee were beginning to arrive.
You have the responsible for cabin crews. You have the responsible for the very important for the whole care organization. You have the responsible for flight operations, because we had immediately to liberate an aircraft to go to Halifax, to offer to the families to go there, to offer for the medias to go there. The whole organization at the airport in Geneva, in New York, all this has to be coordinated. And there are about 15 persons who did this work. And there are all persons with long experience in Swissair, airline people. And that made, perhaps they did the right things the very first hours.
After the initial shock, hundreds of decisions had to be taken in a very short space of time.
In a case like this, in an accident like this, there are hundreds of immediate actions you have to take. Flight operations, crews, you have to think what happened, you have to establish the time being with Halifax, you have to gather the informations. It's really the center of all nerves coming to this emergency committee.
The company focused its energies on keeping all the parties affected by the disaster informed. Families of the victims, the Canadian authorities, investigators, the local community at the crash site, not to mention employees and the media. But, says Beatrice Chance, the priorities for her were always clear-cut.
Well, the absolutely first priorities is all efforts for the victims and the family of the victims. And secondly, to give immediately, and I say immediately, information to the medias. Because the pressure you have instantly, a reaction time today if something happened is zero. You can't start discussing or organizing when something happened. And even here between Halifax and Switzerland, we had a time gap that was in our favor. Because if this crash would have happened in Europe, the reaction time is even shorter. So the very first thing is victims and families. And very quickly we knew that there is no chance to have survivors. So you could concentrate every effort on the families, on the scenes at the airport, to protect them, to get the organization, the care organization, immediately to work.
Within hours, dedicated phone lines had been established for relatives, while teams of specially trained personnel were available in Geneva and Zurich to provide assistance and counselling. Swissair's chief executive, Geoffrey Katz, responded by flying to the scene of the disaster. 30,000 francs was offered to relatives of passengers to cover immediate financial needs, such as getting out to Halifax. Special planes were laid on for the bereaved and the media. Then, of course, there was staff morale to attend to. This eventually extended to special counselling for cabin crew flying in the same type of aircraft as the one that crashed. So how long did this period of intense activity last?
The immense pressure lasted for over 10 days. After 5 days in the United States, because we had also tremendous pressure from the US medias, of course, because the majority of the victims were Americans. And what helped, and that's quite cynical to say, but what helped us was the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton case, who turned up and immediately we were out of the headlines. But looking back, we knew that the really very intense phase was 10 days.
It's the worst incident Beatrice Chance has ever had to deal with in her professional career. Looking back, what was the hardest thing?
First of all, to get along with my own emotions. I knew that if I let my emotions take over, I would be lost. for me, the key thing was to act professionally. That was for me the most difficult thing in the first couple of days, because I just also wanted to sit in a corner and to cry.
Beatrice Chan says some 2 million francs were spent by her public relations team in Europe and the United States in the early days, but that money was not the issue.
I didn't even think about money. I just pressed all the buttons I could, because I was very aware from the very first moment that our normal infrastructure wouldn't be enough to treat the case like this. And also now, looking back, it was the right thing. Nobody asked me at the time, why do you spend all this money? I just did it. And at the end of the day, one has to say, it's not important compared with what you can do in handling a thing like this decently.
So are there recognisable steps that a company can take to restore public confidence when a crisis blows up? Most companies, including Swissair, have contingency plans for worst-case scenarios. With such plans drawn up, better judgments are likely to result. But, say the experts, when a crisis actually occurs, the reaction of a company within the first 24 hours is critical for the way it will be judged in the future. They say the first step is to stop and think and not get too defensive. Look at what's gone wrong. It's important that your organisation doesn't suddenly develop a siege mentality. Beatrice Chance agrees.
You have immediately to go out and just to say, we come with every fact that we know, we give it out. So, and that needs, it's a great challenge for a top management, because normally in the companies, one first wants to have the total overview before one goes out to the public. In a crisis, you have to go immediately out. That helps to establish your credibility.
For Beatrice Chance, there are a few clear-cut rules for any company facing the crunch.
Three things. Be fast, be honest, and be transparent. Don't try to hide anything. Don't try to gain time. Fast, honest, transparent. I think that for me are key issues in a crisis.